Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. There goes Norris. The throw from Weiniger to second, and Norris is out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fitzmaurice. Heil moves to second. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Heil moves to third. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. Childs moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is walked intentionally. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Cardi moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Cardi moves to third. Blanks moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is hit by the pitch. Cardi scores. Blanks moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks scores. Lowenstein moves to third. Fossey moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Gary Serum now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Norris moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field. Norris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norris. Bostock moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Bostock moves to third. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields the ball and throws to second. Blanks drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Blanks. Bostock scores. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Adams reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 2 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fossey is hit by the pitch. Lowenstein moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norris bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Fossey moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Fossey scores. Kuiper moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Don Carruthers now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Dade now playing third base. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive towards the mound. Fitzmaurice reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Adams. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Bocht reaches second base with a double. Blanks scores. It's 9-2, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. Bocht moves to third. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Childs hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.